speak for Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU men's basketball team, Zach Nareen. Zach, congratulations.
Thank you.
19 points, you along with Jermaine Crockwell led the team in scoring last week, the winner over Kirkston. How important was it for you guys to get the conference season off to a good start?
I mean, that's a big key. Coming with a lot of new players, new coaching staff, I mean, and then starting the league out, you always want to start on top. You should start getting some confidence right away. So I felt that was a big accomplishment.
You guys got on them early and kept on them early. That's the secret to winning in this league, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It all starts off with defense. I mean, once you set the tone right away with defense, the offense just kicks in off the energy.
I was talking with Lance Rongstad earlier this week a little bit about you and how people struggle to defend you. Guy your size isn't supposed to be able to shoot the three-pointer. How much time do you spend on it?
My whole life. My dad said it's always better to be inside-out player because it's that much harder to guard because you just don't want to be a guy like, oh, he can't shoot out of 15, so I'm just going to sag off and help. And me, I've always liked shooting threes. I've had two brothers and three sisters in my family, and I'm the youngest, so I've always been competitive. Me being the smaller one, I've always had to step out. So that's been a key role my whole life.
As a big guy, though, you got to post up when you're asked to post up. How much of a beating do you take in this league inside?
A lot. I mean, I'm a little undersized for a post, but now that I've gained quite a few pounds, packed on the thickness of muscle, it's a little bit easier to handle, but, I mean, it's a war down there.
I heard a ridiculous number of how much weight you put on since last offseason. How'd you get it done?
Well, the injury kind of helped. I mean, I wasn't really working out that much with my shoulder injury. But then after that, it just like 3 days a week I was lifting. But then summer I went over into Illinois and stayed with my sister and her husband. And he's a hardcore weightlifter, and he packed on about 30 pounds of muscle on me.
I'm guessing that practice is easy compared to that.
Yes. Yes, it is. Spending 2.5 hours in the weight room wasn't my favorite thing, but it was fun during the summer.
You guys go to St. Cloud and to Duluth this weekend. Aside from everything with Matt on Saturday, you know that you got your work cut out for you both nights, don't you?
Yes, we do. I mean, St. Cloud is always tough, and they've proven that. And coming to this year, they're already ranked 14th in the nation. And for us to get a W on Friday, that would be huge for us.
Not that any road trip is easy in this league, but those are two of the toughest places to play, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. St. Cloud every night just brings a packed house, and the energy is just crazy there. And same with Duluth. They have a great fan base, I think.
Good luck this week, and again, congratulations.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.